person who's employed by a businessman to type his letters and answer the telephone is a
secretary, treasurer.
Okay, and a woman who appears in plays or movies is not an actor. If it's a man, we call him an actor. If it's a woman, we call him an actress. Actress.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Actress.
How?
Actress. Whatever you call them.
Okay, and anybody that is born in the United States, we say, well, he's not a Mexican, he's an
United States.
Okay, or you use American?
Yeah, American. And he's American.
Okay. And are there any other words that the white people use to describe black people that we might not have talked about?
Niggers.
Okay. Anything
That's
else?
That's what they call them. Yeah, you know, it's niggers.
That's all you've ever called them? Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard anybody use anything else?
Not for niggers. I had none with colored.
Okay.
I had colored.
Okay. And, the people who are not Negroes like us would say, well, they're Negroes, but we're
white.
Okay, any other words for a white person, maybe somebody who's poor or lazy, but who's white? Would you have a word for them? He's just a...
Just don't work.
Okay.
I'd put it.
What about, do you use the word white trash?
Sometimes people do.
Right. What about a cracker? Does a cracker mean somebody that doesn't work here? Does it just mean, do you use the word a Georgia cracker or a cracker?
Georgia cracker.
That just means somebody that lives in this state?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily?
Georgia cracker.
Okay, it doesn't mean that they're lazy or won't work. That's just...
Just mean they're...
From here.
Yeah.
Not from Alabama or somewhere. Okay. did Mr. have colored people work for him sometimes?
Oh, yeah, we worked niggers all the time. He's on the farm.
And what would they call your husband? What would they call him?
Boss.
Okay. Did you ever hear master or?
No, I never did.
That was
a lot of them on my place never did call him. They call him Mr. or Boss.
Okay. Yep. What about a word for somebody who lived out in the country and maybe just never came to town and maybe didn't know how to act if they did? If you got any word for somebody that just always
That's
lived out
country, in the country? What else do you put to your country cracker or something like
country
that?
Country cracker. Maybe cracker might. Okay, what about hillbilly? Hillbilly, did you use that word?
No, I never have heard them, really. I can't think right now what to do call them. I will think later, but I can't think now. What
okay.
Country crackers, that's what they're
country crackers. Okay, and if you saw somebody downtown who maybe was barefooted and dressed in overalls and just looked like he had never had a bath or whatever, you might say, look at that old cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
11 o'clock.
Okay, and if you want to say...
11:30 or something.
Okay. Or would you say it's almost or it's pretty near?
Yeah, you could say that.
Would you ever say it's pretty near or pretty near midnight?
No. Yeah.
Just say almost? How would you be more likely to say it?
Maybe 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
If somebody said, well, it's time to go to bed, you might say, well, it's...
Sleepy time.
Okay.
Right? Got to get up the next morning.
Okay. And you might say, well, we better be getting home. It's midnight. It's
time to go home.
Okay.
Go to sleep.